afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in today, and if you listen often enough, you know that it is time for Talk to Me Thursday. So every Thursday, second hour, we devote the hour to you, where you're our special guest, and we throw out a question, and sometimes those questions are pretty deep, pretty thought-provoking, like, what are you afraid of? What does your self-talk sound like? If you could have one prayer answered right now, what would it be? Well, today's conversation is going to be a little bit more lighthearted. I still want to hear from you. The phone lines are open. Here's the question. Since it's the holiday season, what are some of your favorite things? You know, maybe you've got a favorite food, a favorite tradition, a favorite book, a favorite way to spend the holiday season. Maybe it's a favorite Christmas song. We've got a stack of books we're giving away off of our Faith Radio shelf. The phone lines are open. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. A couple quick announcements, and I've got a guest on for the first segment, and I'll tell you about her in just a moment. We've got the great giveaway also coming up on Live the Promise. We do this every year, this time of year, hoping to mobilize thousands of you to engage in random acts of kindness all around your sphere of influence. And on Thursday, December 21st, we devote the whole show to you, where you come back from your mission field, so to speak, and you share your story with us. We'll be sending out all kinds of fun Christmas candy books, and two of the most inspirational stories will win a great giveaway basket filled with books and goodies and all kinds of stuff. Okay, so it's the holiday season. The question again is, what are some of your favorite things? Well, I've asked a fellow author and a new friend of mine to join me for a portion of the show today. She and I actually have a Facebook Live Christmas event tonight, and it's free. And here again, our publisher is giving away lots of fun goodies and a couple of great gift baskets with stacks of books and all kinds of fun things. Dani Petri joins me, so let me tell you about her. And also, I want you to know, if you want to join us, it's 7 to 8:30 tonight, Central Standard Time. So if you get on Facebook, just search A Christmas Celebration with Susie Larson and Dani Petri. You should find it. Let me tell you about my guest. Praised by New York Times bestselling author Dee Henderson as a name to look for in romantic suspense, Dani Petri's written 8 novels, which have sold more than 300,000 copies, which makes her a bestseller. Dani combines page-turning adrenaline of a thriller with the chemistry and happy ever after of a romance novel. For more information about her novels, you can visit her website, Dani, which is spelled D-A-N-I, DaniPetri.com. Dear Dani, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Susie. I'm thrilled to be here.
Glad to have you. Well, we start every conversation talking scripture, and I'm wondering if there's a verse that's on your heart that you can share with us today.
Absolutely. I have a psalm that's my favorite psalm. It is Psalm 27. And the reason it's so special to me is every morning I have my quiet time with God before I do anything else. And one morning I woke up and I read Psalm 27, and it talks about delighting in the Lord's perfection and meditating in his temple. And it talks about that, you know, you would lose heart if you didn't see, if I didn't know I would see the Lord in the land of the living. And even if your parents forsake you, God is with you. And I read that the morning my mom ended up passing away. Mm-hmm. And I read that. I prayed with a friend. I went to see my mom, and she went home to be with Jesus about 20 minutes later. And so that psalm has always been very, very special to me. And my favorite part of it is the verse 14, which says, "Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord." And so that's kind of become a life verse for me, because I know that no matter what I'm going through or what, you know, God is bringing me through, that he's always right there with me, and I just have to be patient and wait on him.
Yeah, and you will see his goodness in the land of the living, which is such an amazing thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you heard our Talk to Me Thursday question. It's the holiday season. What are some of your favorite things?
Well, we have a lot of holiday traditions in our house, and one of the big ones is the day after Thanksgiving, we have an artificial tree, and we have my kids, my grandkids, son-in-law, in-laws, everybody come over, and we put on Christmas favorites, Christmas movies the kids love, like Arthur Christmas and Very Veggie Christmas, which is a kind of musical story of Christmas. and the toy that saved Christmas, and we put up the tree and the ornaments. And we have a tradition ever since I was a little girl of every year my mom would give me an ornament, my grandmother would give me an ornament, and that tradition carried on with my girls. And so there's a lot of tradition and sharing and memories and talking about whose ornament it was or who passed it down. And, oh, remember when we went through the sparkle phase, and remember when we went through the snowman phase. And so we really, really love that. And then the other one is, you know, just keeping the heart of Christmas, you know, through the whole month of December. I love Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore, and we have that playing in our house all the time. And we have a book that we read every morning, Christmas morning, called The Christmas Story. And it's a children's book, but we read it because of our grandkids. And it's just a wonderful retelling of the Christmas story. And so those are some of our special traditions and things that we really kind of look forward to every year in celebrating Christ's birth.
How about food? Do you have any favorite foods that you like?
Oh, yes. Well, we have Christmas Cookie Day, and we actually just had it today. And so we make a bunch of different cookies. We make sugar cookies, shortbread cookies, Russian tea cookies, and we always throw something new in the mix. We did shortbread cookies this year, which we hadn't done before. A lot of times we'll do like sugar cookies with M&Ms and different things like that. So Cookie Day is a big one, and there's a treat. It's a little addictive, I'll warn you, but you take small pretzels and you put them in the oven with a Hershey Kiss in the center, and you put it in like on 200 just for like a minute or two till the Hershey Kiss softens, and you pull it out and you thumb Christmas M&M down on the Hershey Kiss, and it smushes it.
Nice.
And you let them cool, and it is a Petri family favorite. I've even got the recipe on my website because it's such a big holiday tradition.
And easy to do.
And we love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So it's yummy.
So Dani, tell me when you knew you wanted to write suspense / romance novels.
Absolutely. So I was dealing with an illness, a pretty serious illness, a number of years ago, back in early 2000s. And I had kind of put aside the love of writing and reading just because I, you know, was raising small children. And while I was recuperating, I started reading again. And it just reminded me, and God used that time of stillness and of, you know, reading all these books about the power of story. And he just really stirred in my heart that I felt wanted me to write a story. And so I loved the Regency period. So I thought, oh, that must be what he wants me to write. So my first manuscript was a Regency set historical, sort of along the lines of what Julie Clausen writes. And mine was terrible. And I could just tell the whole way through, I struggled. I could just tell it was not what God wanted me to write. So I took a year off and I spent it in prayer. And he just really brought to mind how much I've always loved mysteries. Growing up, I read Agatha Christie and Nancy Drew, and Scooby-Doo is my favorite after-school show, and I always love a happy ending, so I knew I had to have the romance in there. So I started writing romantic suspense, and a couple manuscripts in, I ended up selling, I think it was my third manuscript, became Submerged, which is the first book in my Alaskan Courage series. And so it was a long process. I was homeschooling my kids, and I just kind of learned slowly, and I wrote for about 7 years before I was published. I love romantic suspense. I love the combination of the mystery and the romance.
Mm-hmm. They're like some of my favorites to read. Like when I'm going on a trip on my way home, that's my treat. I pull it out of my suitcase and read a romantic suspense. I just love the combination.
Yep.
And I love that you write those. So talk about this before we've got a break coming up in a few minutes, but talk a bit if you would. And Tom from Fargo, I see your call and I'm so glad you called us. But talk a bit if you would, Dani, about our event tonight.
Yes, absolutely. And just saying hi to Tom from Fargo. My sister was actually born in Fargo, North Dakota. So you don't want to hear people from there too often.
Mm-hmm.
So our event tonight, yes, I am super excited. We will be sharing Christmas traditions and memories and having you guys participate and join in the fun. We're sharing favorite Christmas carols. We're going to have Susie and I are both going to do Facebook Live We'll be coming to you live and chatting with you. We've got fabulous gift basket giveaways, and it's just a way to really kind of kick off the Christmas season and share what we all love so much about traditions and memories and how to celebrate Christ during the season.
Yeah, it's going to be a really sweet time. And if I've got this right, I think our publisher is going to put 6 books of Danny's and 6 books of mine in those gift baskets. So it's going to be a bountiful blessing of a basket. So looking forward to
it
that.
It is.
Yeah. So tonight, 7 to 8:30, it's free. And if you just go on and say, I'm going, and then you can log on and we'll be talking back and forth on Facebook, commenting on your comments. And then we'll each have a portion of time to share our hearts and share a story and that kind of a thing. And so, Danny, I pray God's richest blessings on your holiday season, and I'm praying God heals you completely, and I look forward to serving with you tonight. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, until tonight. That was Danny Petrie, and if you're in the mood for a good fireside read, check out her books. They're just fantastic. It is Talk to Me Thursday. So far, Tom from Fargo just called in, but I want to know, where are the rest of you? Telling me you don't have favorite things this holiday season? I'd love to hear. Is it a favorite food, a favorite tradition? I mean, who knows what story of yours may inspire somebody else who needs some fresh ideas. Here's the number. It's toll-free. We're giving away a stack of books this hour, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Tom, we're just taking a short break, as you well know. You know the clock, don't you? We'll take your call when we come back. I love that song. Thanks for tuning in. Susie Larson here. This is Live the Promise. It's another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. And when we do this Talk to Me Thursday, I usually toss out some pretty deep questions. So I'm wondering, maybe the lighthearted question isn't your cup of tea. You know, I'm a deeper life girl myself. But with the holiday season upon us, wanting to know, what are your holiday traditions? Maybe you have some favorite things. Love to know. 877-933-2484. Tom is checking in from Fargo. I can always count on you, brother Tom. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Susie. It's always so good to talk to you.
You're a good friend.
As for a Christmas tradition, really, I guess you could say I really don't care for Christmas.
Really?
Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
It's because we have no kids. And so, and we're looking forward to, I'm looking forward to the house that God's going to provide, that we can open our house up to share with families with kids. So Christmas morning, there will be screams of joy and smells and all the stuff I didn't have when I was a kid.
Wow.
So I really look forward to into the future. I look forward to this because I know God will provide.
You are such a gracious man. And I know, you know, when you walk and live with heartbreak and you watch everybody else who seems to have things that came easy to them that haven't for you, you could be so bitter, but you're just not. You have a tender, precious heart, Tom, and you have a heart for the things of God. So I look forward to that with you, that God will grant the desires of your heart. And I pray you'll call in. And you'll say, see, I told you. It's happened. God has really restored everything the enemy's tried to take from us. So I look forward to that with you, Tom, and I thank you for calling.
Thanks, Susie.
You're a good friend. 877-933-2484. We've got Deb checking in from Madison. Hey, Deb, thanks for calling in.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I think about my mother. She died in 2010, March of 2010, but actually she's more alive than ever, as we know, but which is so exciting. But I, we have taken up the tradition of always singing O Beautiful Town, or not O Beautiful Town, but O Beautiful Star. And it's an old gospel song, and my parents were from Kentucky. And so it's just a delight to remember her sitting in her chair, you know, singing "O Beautiful Star of Bethlehem."
Wow! And what a precious
so
memory.
We still sing it to this day, and it's just just a memory, you know, that we'll always have and that we will carry on as tradition in our families.
It is amazing how holidays do help you remember those who've gone before. And those kind of simple things you never realize are going to be so precious, and then they become so. And I'm going to have to look up that song. I don't know that song. I was going to ask you to sing it, but you're not open to that, are you?
It's the Oh Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. And anyway, it goes
beautiful.
On like that.
You are good. Thank you, Deb. That's awesome. Well, Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas to you.
God bless you. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. And if you want to email me your traditions, your favorite things around the holiday, memories even like this, a loved one who's gone before you, email me Susie@myfaithradio.com. So Mary's checking in. Hey, Mary, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
So glad to be on your program.
What?
I love listening to you every day on my way home from work.
So glad to have you, Mary. So, thank you. But what is your favorite things or traditions that you have for the holiday season?
Well, we have this tradition. My husband and I host our family vacation every summer in August with all my kids and all my grandkids. So there's about 15 or 16 of us now.
Hmm.
And at that time, we pick names. And then all during from August to December, we have to make the gift for the person that we choose the name out of the hat. And you wouldn't believe the creativity that comes out. So we've been doing this now for, I would say, 7 or 8 years, and it's just a thrill.
Wow.
And so each, we do the grandkids also, and so they come up with some really cool things. They get a little help from the parents, but, oh, it's such a fun time.
Wow.
And the other thing that I love is Jan Caron's book about the town of Mitford, and Father Jim and his wife Cynthia, and oh my goodness, there's one about Christmas, and he is doing a particular gift of recreating this creche of the little pieces, and it's such a fun book. I recommend it to anybody out there who likes Jan Caron's books about Mitford.
I've heard people talk a lot about, I've never read one of her books. I'm going to have to get on that, Mary. That's fantastic.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, Susie, you will just, they're inspirational. They're funny, and you cry, and then the next page you're laughing. And
all my favorite things. So
wonderful.
I'm going to do that. Thank
Start
you.
With the first one, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what everybody says, is you have to read them in order. Well, Mary, thank you, and Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for sharing.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Hope to get on tonight on your Facebook.
Hope you have you. I'm going to be on the Facebook Live probably towards the front end of that 7 to 8:30. So come and join us. It'd be super fun. All right. 877-933-2484. Kelsey's checking in from Hastings. Hey, Kelsey, you're on the air.
Hi.
Do you have favorite things or tradition?
Yeah, you know, our children's pastor at our church put together a countdown to Christmas. It's a family devotional. And they handed them out to everyone at our church along with just this beautiful wooden candle holder. Mm. So every night there's a different devotional that we read. We start by lighting a candle, and there's a little item in a little box that our kids get to open that goes along with the devotional for the night. And it's just a really special kind of fun time, and the candle creates such a nice mood and lighting, and it's just really fun.
And it creates such an anticipation for the season, so it's not just the day, you know what I'm saying, that you're setting the stage for what it's all about. How do your kids respond?
You know, it's a mixed bag. My oldest is 10 and my youngest is 3, so it's
okay.
Really hard to find something that can really engage all of them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But we usually entice them with dessert if they sit quietly, so
okay.
They can eat their dessert while they're listening, and that usually helps out. But, you know, the best part of this is that it creates a habit for our family. So, I mean, in the past, our family devotionals, we find other books to go through after we're done while we're still in the habit. And it usually lasts until, like, summer when they are getting antsy to get outside and play right away. So that's the best part for us.
That is fantastic, Kelsey. Thank you so much for sharing. Maybe that's just the answer somebody needs to this holiday season, to try a new tradition. That's a beautiful one. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Love it. 877-933-2484. It's a Talk to Me Thursday edition, and this time we want to know what your traditions are. What are your favorite things? Just because your idea may inspire an idea for somebody who's looking for a brand new holiday tradition. And I've shared this on the show before, so you might have heard it from me before. But one of the things we've done since our kids were young, and they're all grown and married now, and so now their wives, our sons' wives, join us, is we do something called the Eve of Christmas Eve. And we all sit around the table, and we turn the lights down, just Christmas lights, and we have instrumental music playing, we light the candles, we have a nice dinner, and then we go around and we each share answer to three questions. One is, what's the Lord taught you this past year? Two is, what life lesson are you taking with you into the next year? And three is, what do you want from the Lord in the next year? Like, what, like, do you want to know something more about him? Do you want him to show you something? Just something that you're appealing to God for. And so, like, I remember one time my oldest son, when he was home from college, I think it was, maybe in high school, he said something that was so grown up, I couldn't even believe it. But he said, I want to know what I possess in Christ, and I want to learn how to appropriate it in my life. So I wrote that one down. But it is just absolutely amazing when we go around and we share, because it's such a time of connecting, to look at each other's eyes, to say, you know, we see each other not nearly as often as I would like, but on birthdays and holidays and occasional family events. But, you know, when you have millennials, they all have jobs and everybody's busy. But we do connect, and we're on a family text, and we laugh a lot together. But we're not in each other's pockets, you know. So when we get around the table, there's no hurry, and we're all taking our time, and we give everybody the time and the space they need to share what God has done. And it's just amazing to hear people, family members that you love, recount the journey, and tears flow because things have been hard in different times, but then God's shown up, and it just reminds us all that we have a history. And then we get up, Kevin and I get up, and we stand behind the kids, and there's usually like a wine glass on a little saucer, and we pour like Catawba juice in the glass until it spills over while we're speaking a blessing over each kid. And it's just kind of this Jewish tradition, not that we're Jewish, but just such a beautiful thing of a symbol of our cup overflowing. And we spend several months prior to the holiday season praying and asking God for a fresh word for each couple. We buy them a gift to kind of just be symbolic of that word. You know, one couple, it was about abiding in the vine. Another one, we gave them these cool arrows on a board about just being focused and purposeful. And so we get a chance to not only speak a blessing, but then to present them with their gift of just the sense that we're getting from the Lord of what he has for them in the next year. And they've come to really be expectant, like, what is God telling you about us this next year? It's just a sweet and sacred time. So I want to know from you, what are your traditions? What are some of your favorite things around the holiday season? I'd love to know. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, and we will be back in a minute. Jesus Christ is born. Thanks for tuning in. Susie Larson here. This is Live the Promise. Every Thursday, second hour, we do something called Talk to Me Thursday. And as I mentioned, we throw out questions that are pretty deep, sometimes heavy, thought-provoking, but it always lends to itself to some amazing conversation. Today's question is a little bit lighter, and we're just doing it that way. I hope that's okay. I would love to hear from you. The question is, what are your holiday traditions? What are some of your favorite things to do during the holidays? 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. But you know, I want to throw another question out, because when I posted this on Facebook, one gal said that she can't get into decorating this year. And she's like, what's wrong with me? I'm just not into it this year. And I think that's probably the case for a lot of people, especially if it's been a rough year for you. You're worn out from the battle, and really the contrast of your life with everybody else's happy life seems so stark that it just, you're not in the mood. If you feel like that, I would love to pray for you as well. So call me either way, right? 877-933-2484. We've got Leah checking in from Circle Pines. Hey, Leah, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Good to have you.
Thanks. Yeah, our favorite tradition, it's relatively new for us, but as a family, we go out and do bell ringing. And
for the Salvation Army?
Really, yeah, mm-hmm. And it's really fun because we kind of have a competition going of who can make the most people smile by saying Merry Christmas, and we try to break each other's records. And
that's fantastic.
It's a fun time to serve.
Wow. That is fabulous, Leah, and I just love that idea, and I'm praying it inspires someone else to do the same thing. And then adding a little competition, I mean, you're talking my love language there, so that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate it so very much. God bless
you. You're welcome. Thanks.
877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Matt, our operations manager and producer, he's got a family of four, and they're hilarious. But they actually, let's see here, they start singing songs on October 1st. They decorate November 1st, and then they practice Advent in December, and then they make at least two trips to view lights. And he says, the goal of our house is to be like the Griswolds. You got to love that. So what about you? What are some of your favorite traditions? 877-933-2484. So in light of those who may be suffering, struggling this holiday season, I want to play a portion of a song by Stephen Curtis Chapman. It's one of my favorites. I don't know why I like it. Probably because we've walked through some pretty hard stuff during Christmas seasons, you know. It's called Bleak Midwinter. Let's listen in.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as I, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long, long ago. Can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. And if I were a wise man, I would do my part. What can I give him my heart? I'll give him my heart. I'll give him my
Maybe that's where you're at right now in this holiday season. You feel like, I don't have two nickels to rub together. What gifts can I give? Well, you can give Jesus your heart. You can give him more room in your heart, more access to your heart. Trust him with your whole heart. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, and it's Talk to Me Thursday. And today we're talking about holiday traditions, things that you love to do this holiday season. But I also wanted to add the caveat, it's not an easy season for many people. Maybe this is you're remembering a loss, or you've lost a job, or you're just in tough times. I either want to hear your traditions, or I would love to just stand with you and pray with you. So either way, give us a call, 877-933-2484. Paul's checking in from Deep Haven. Dan from Cannon Falls, you're up next. Hey, Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Susie, how you doing?
Well, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm in a scenario where, I'm driving home from another day at the office, and my current situation is that our company was just bought, so It kind of feels like every day could be my last. I'm just kind of waiting I feel like I'm in limbo a bit right now, and that's okay. I know God's got something in store that's going to be wonderful. He always comes through, but... I'm trying not to let worry rob me of the joy of the season, because there's so many things we enjoy as traditions with our kids, my wife and I, and even little things like, putting together, gingerbread houses and decorating the tree and all those wonderful traditions. I'm watching the family all smile and here I am internally, just pretty worried. And then I say, what am I worried about? God always comes through, but yet I can't seem to shake that kind of fear of what's gonna happen.
Man, well, first of all, I can tell, Paul, you're a good dad and a good husband, just providing and covering and enjoying your family like that. I remember I think it was John Eldridge, but one of my guests in this past year had talked about when you're in those places of legitimate fear and worry, because that is, as the provider of the home, I can see where you would be a little bit nervous. But to think into eternity, because we've got millions of years with Jesus, this will be a fleeting moment and a fleeting memory, and God will have taken care of it. So in just to be able to throw yourself ahead of time to go, when I go ahead into the place of God where I'm going to spend eternity with him, no more pain, sorrow, or tears, I will have gotten through this, so I am going to get through this. So what am I going to do? I'm going to embrace peace and joy in the meantime, because giving him that is like the greatest gift you can give. And for me, that helped me a ton, because you will get through this. You will testify of God's provision. So may God just give you the grace to just enter in spite of it all,
Thank you. Yeah, I've been listening, enjoying that song by Mercy Me, where he says, all is well within my soul.
I love that.
I've been clinging to that also, and you're right. Thank you. That's great reassurance.
Can I pray for you before you hang up?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Father, thank you for Paul and his very precious family. Thank you, Lord, for just who he is. And I just pray for favor to surround him like a shield. In fact, I pray in the very ways the enemy is threatening it to come against him, that you would bless him, that you would open new doors, that you would actually bring a promotion. And in the meantime, I pray peace would flood his whole being and he would get on the floor, enter in. It would be one of the sweetest holidays. And these kinds of things force us into that place that you came, Lord, in a tumultuous time. And you were born to save us. And I pray the reality of the kingdom would come to Paul's home this holiday season. Thank you for him and his heart, and for your heart for him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you for everything you do, Susie.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for calling. I hope you'll call after the holidays. Tell us how it all went. I'd love to know.
I will.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you. Dan is checking in from Cannon Falls. Hey, Dan, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Well, hi, Susie.
Hey.
Yeah, I married into a large family.
That's
and,
fun.
There was 11 siblings, so my mother and father-in-law had 10 brothers and sisters, and they would get together for an adult dinner. Well, as the cousins got older, they said, well, when can we come to the adult dinner? And they said, have your own dinner. So the cousins started having their own dinner, and that was probably 30, 35 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And, yeah, so the first Saturday before Christmas is generally the date we have set, and we get together just at different people's homes. And we share food and just play games and chat and catch up. And it's just a cool, very cool.
Fantastic. Fantastic. It's just amazing when you get established like that and you see the blessing of just the momentum of getting together and an expectancy you're going to do it again and you can enjoy each other. Dan, thank you for sharing that. I pray someone starts that kind of a tradition after hearing your story today. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Well, it's because, like, we're all going, like Paul just shared, he's going through a rough time. Well, we get together and some of us are going through rough times, and it's a time to encourage them and let them know, hey, we love you and we care about you and we're glad you're here.
Amen. Yeah, and I just pray for those who don't have what Dan has, the big, fun, loud family, that God would open the door for you to join somebody else, because that there's just something about breaking bread together. Wow, Dan, thanks for that call.
Yep.
Love that. Becky's checking in from Howard Lake. Hey, Becky, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Susie. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, thanks for calling. What is your favorite thing?
Our favorite thing to do is after Christmas, we lay out all the beautiful Christmas cards and photo cards we receive from family and friends, and we break them into groups. And so we take four families and we mail them a letter and tell them that we'll be praying for them for 2 weeks. And ask them to email or text or call us with requests.
Wow.
And so they, even if they don't respond, we still pray for them. And it has been amazing how God has answered prayers. And even the timing of the letters have just been astounding. Like, one letter arrived the week, we didn't realize this, it was the anniversary of this woman's mother's death. And she was really grieving the loss of her mom, and the letter arrived that day.
Wow.
So we could pray for her, and it's just been a beautiful tradition, and now even friends are looking forward to the letter saying, when will you be praying for our family for these 2 weeks?
My goodness, and what a model for your children, really, to not, you know, I mean, really, to take the meaning of Christmas so literally and take it into the new year even. Wow, Becky, that's amazing. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
I'm wondering when I'm going to get my letter from you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I can email you our sample. And so we just kind of make a template, and it's really easy to just send out. And we kind of make it a day where we assemble all the letters and even put them in, address them, stamp them, and then we can just drop them in the mail every 2 weeks, and it just cycles through.
Amazing. I would love to see it. Susie@myfaithradio.com. That'd be great.
I'll send it.
Thank you, Becky. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right. One more call here before our break. Carissa's checking in from Denver. Hey, Carissa, you're on the air.
Hey, Susie. Thank you for taking my call. I'm so grateful.
Good to have you.
I'm just calling in because I wanted to take advantage of your offer for prayer. This is going to be the third Christmas that I've been away from my family. I'm just so being so ill and so sick. And God has been so faithful and has met me every year. But I'm just finding it's really hard to want to celebrate at all and even listen to Christmas music, which is my favorite thing. And I'm still trying to engage and decorate, and it's just really hard. So I just wanted to ask for prayer that I would encounter him.
Yeah. So been there, as you know, but I'll pray right now, okay? Jesus, thank you for Carissa. Thank you that she's your dear girl. And I just pray, God, that she would sense your nearness this holiday season, and that every which way she turns, she would see evidences of your grace and your mercy and your covering over her life. And I pray that you would heal her body. And I pray, God, that there would be an abundance of grace as she walks through this valley, that there is an end date to her suffering. There is a point, Lord, where you say after we've suffered a while, you yourself will pick us up, establish us, and put us on a level path. And I thank you for that, that it will not always be like this, that Carissa will see your goodness in the land of the living. I pray you'd help her have the courage and the strength to keep marching and to know when to rest as well in the meantime, before the breakthrough comes. I pray you put people around her that would just minister to her this holiday season. She'd be invited to the right table at the right time. It just would be good for her, Lord, and give her good rest at night as well. Lord, we thank you for this dear girl, and we bless her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Susie.
Thank you, dear Carissa. God bless you as well. We're going to pause here and take a break, but it is Talk to Me Thursday, and the question is, what are your holiday traditions? What things do you love to do during the holiday season? But it's twofold, because we understand that, like Carissa, some of you are walking through especially difficult times or uncertain times, and it just feels different this holiday season. You want to talk about it, I'd love to hear about it. Love to stand with you and pray as well. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. And we will be back in a minute.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Live the Promise. Oh, I'm just confessing that I spilled out.
Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Been having a fantastic conversation with author Pastor David Chadwick. I love this book. And you know, I go through about 8 books a week. So I see a lot of books every single week. And this is one of those standout books. It's just wonderful. Titled From Superficial to Significant: What It Means to Become Great in God's Eyes. We've been talking about great faith and the great reversal. And I want to talk about great perseverance. And you write this, it's so important. When invited to follow Jesus, people often respond by simply standing or raising their hands. They may even fill out a card. They know their sins are forgiven and subsequently they have great joy. These methodologies aren't necessarily bad. However, they raise a serious question. When tough days come to them, when trials regularly stare at them in the face, and when the enemy does tempt to kill, to steal, and destroy, will they run away from the faith? Say more, if you would, about counting the cost, Pastor David.
Well, Susie, my whole experience with evangelism in America over the last almost 4 decades has been one that's made me ask the question, did people really know what they were getting into? Especially as you see in many different places the lack of impact that Christian discipleship is having upon a city and a culture. Jesus said very clearly in John 16:33 that in this world you will have tribulations. He then said, but rejoice, I've overcome the world as well. But he did warn us very clearly that there would be tough times that would come our way as we choose to follow him. And I just wonder if we as pastors, evangelists, teachers are doing a good enough job warning people that if they come to faith, there's going to be a great perseverance that's demanded from them. They'll have to continue to persevere amidst the world, the flesh, and the devil's onslaughts. And I think to be forewarned is to be prepared. And if you know that's going to come, then you're ready to face it. And I just think we, again, who teach and lead, need to warn our people that this faith, though wonderful and miracle-working, is also hard sometimes. And in that perseverance, our faith grows, becomes bigger, stronger, better, but it does come. Perseverance is a part of the call of Jesus.
Amen. And when you think about that, what it does in us, I'm saying, you know, when we steward our faith and our perspective and remember what Jesus says about in this world you'll have trials, so we stay in a place where we're not offended by God, we're keeping our heart tender and teachable. When you come through the trial, when you do persevere, you're actually richer than you were beforehand. I mean, you have a spiritual muscle density that you didn't have before, don't you?
You do. And Marilyn, my wife, and I often talk about weight training, how in our physical muscles we go into the weight room, W-E-I-G-H-T, and we lift, our muscles become stronger as we have resistance with those weights. Well, the same thing is true with W-A-I-T training, which is a part of faith development as well, that when you go into weight training and you have the resistance of having to wait for the promise of God, the result of that is stronger spiritual muscles. So God is using all of these things for his glory and our good, but we have to trust him that in persevering, we are developing a greater faith.
Amen. Well, my hubby does some work in Africa, and he's part of a really awesome ministry. And from that, we've got two what we call African sons, Benjamin and Prosper. And we just love these young men. They're exceptional. And I'm reading in your story about your work in Africa and helping the community recover from what you called the silent genocide. And I didn't even know about that. I would love you to say a word about that. But you were talking to pastors who'd endured so much. Here you're teaching them, and you said here you're looking at all they endured for the cross. Just say a little bit, if you would, about that experience.
Well, I found myself teaching them out of my American experience with a large growth in the church that I pastor and a lot of blessings materially that I have. And then I was talking to these pastors about perseverance and tribulations, and I looked at their bodies, many of which were scarred by the silent genocide. And by the way, Susie, the silent genocide is basically in Rwanda with the genocide between the Hutus and the Tutsis after that was finally settled over a 3-month time period when almost 800,000 people were killed. Those who fled from Rwanda to escape the genocide went into Burundi, a nation that we have been a part of as a church called Forest Hill in Charlotte, North Carolina, the church I pastor. Well, a lot of those people came from Rwanda fleeing the genocide, but the genocide continued in Burundi, and over the next 10 years, another almost 1 million people were committed to death in a genocide.
It's amazing.
So it didn't get talked about. It was a silent genocide. And many of those pastors in that room were those who had experienced the pain and torture of that particular time era. So as I saw them taking in what I was teaching, I thought, you know, I really should listen to them. They have a whole lot more to understand about perseverance and tribulation than I do.
Wow, amazing. David and I talked about this prior to the show, but I'm reading, and he's talking about his translator, and his name is Prosper. I've got to find out if it's the same gentleman, because he's so dear to us, and I think, what are the chances that it's not him? So what a treasure. Well, talk about, if you would, your church's involvement, continued involvement in Burundi, and how that even is moving from superficial to significant, really corporately as a church, but for individuals who are involved on that level.
Well, Burundi is an interesting little nation in Southeast Africa, the size of a heart, shaped like a heart, the size of the state of Maryland. And yet it's gone through extraordinarily difficult genocidal problems. So we have built a center there in the capital city of Bujumbura for the purpose of bringing together people from all over Africa who've gone through similar kinds of genocide. There's a gentleman who is a part of our ministry called Celestin Musakura, and Celestin's a Rwandan genocide survivor, and he is a deeply committed man of God, a PhD who understands forgiveness and reconciliation, and he's the one who heads together all of these people from all over Africa coming together in Bujumbura in the center that Forest Hill, the church I pastor, has built for the purpose of bringing reconciliation among particularly tribal entities that have mercilessly killed one another in cycles of genocide for decades. And it's been a very effective ministry that our people have bought into, and we're very proud to be a part of. And we're helping to stop this cycle of genocide that continues to happen in Africa, learning forgiveness and reconciliation through Jesus.
Well, thank the Lord for what you're doing there. We just got about 2-3 minutes left. I would love for you to dream big, if you would, David, about those who pick up this book. What's your vision and your hope for the body of Christ?
Well, my hope, Susie, would be that as they read the book and any other material that helps people grow deeply in their relationship with Christ, is that the body of Christ would truly learn what's great in God's eyes, that we would start learning how to know Him personally and to grow in our faith in larger ways. But mostly, Susie, that we would go. We not only know and grow, but we would go and give our lives away. First of all, to the poor, the needy, and the oppressed locally and globally. They are surrounding us everywhere. Their cries are to us to help. Please open our ears and let us hear. But also to the lost, those who don't know Jesus. They're next door to us. They're around the world in the millions of unreached peoples groups that are in the world. And we need to take seriously the call of our Lord to go. And I really believe that we will have the greatest impact upon our own American culture and upon the world as we truly take seriously the call of the Lord to go give our lives away. As we do that, we're following Him faithfully, and He is so pleased. And we will truly be salt and light that sees our culture become something different.
Man, you know, it's the Great Commission. It's also the great invitation, because we're transformed as we go. I mean, to me, oftentimes for people, it feels like an ought to and a should do. To me, it is a get to. As we just do the next thing He says, and then the next thing, we make ourselves available. We're transformed as we go, aren't we?
We are, Susie, and what Marilyn and I have discovered in our almost 4 decades of ministry, that as we go and give our lives away, then our own personal needs are met in profound ways, often with miracle working works by our Lord. Mm. It's what Jesus meant in Matthew 6:33 when He said, "Seek first the kingdom. Go give your lives away. Then all these other things that are secondary will be added to you, but you'll realize they're secondary, not primary. You'll fight idolatry, you'll put the Lord first, and you'll really truly live for the ways that He wants you to live."
Well, I just want to thank you for all that you and your dear wife are doing for the kingdom and the heart with which you're doing it. As we get ready to wrap here, I'm wondering if you would just pray for the American church, for us in America, that we would be mobilized in this very way.
Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name I come to You. I thank You for Susie, for her radio ministry, and the ways that she imparts wisdom to all of her listeners. I pray for Your church in America, that we would not fall prey to thinking celebrityism is success. that we would move toward you and realize that true greatness is found in a deep and abiding relationship with you that grows but ultimately goes and gives its life away. And I pray the church in America would realize that, and we truly would be salt and light and bring revival and renewal by the serving of our lives given away to other people. Thank you for the privilege, Lord, of leading one of your churches in America. I pray there'd be a great movement of your Spirit in all of our churches to see you be glorified and lifted up and working great miracles and seeing the poor served, the lost found, and all the glory being given to Jesus, our Lord, in whose name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Dear David, thank you for joining us, and I pray you'll come back and talk with us again.
Thank you, Susie. It's been a pleasure being with you, and thank you again for the privilege of being on your show.
Wow, I've loved every minute. Title of the book, again, is From Superficial to Significant, What It Means to Become Great in God's Eyes. Wow, what a great show today. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. And remember this, the Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He is the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a blessed and wonderful day.